Welcome. Once again, we're joined together in worship. Nothing can stop us. And our God is a wonderful God, and he's doing many wonderful things, even during this pandemic. We're going to start with the hymn, At the Name of Jesus. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty, most powerful and wonderful God, we come to acknowledge your greatness. We come to praise you. We come to glorify you. You who are responsible for creation, for new life through Jesus, and so much more. Lord, we thank you that you are the true and only living God. We thank you not only for who you are, that is wonderful, but we thank you also for all that you do. You take us as we are, and you work in our lives in a tremendous way. So, Lord, may the praise be yours, for you are our God, you are the God, and we want more and more people to come and know you and worship you, to become your sons and daughters, just as we are. So, Lord, we worship you, we praise you, and we thank you. We thank you for answered prayer, the wonderful way that you come to us, the wonderful way that you heal us, the wonderful way that you use us in your service. Lord, You are a loving and a wonderful God. Amen. Now we're going to sing the song, King of Kings, Majesty.
God of heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at your throne.
Now we come once again to the Lord in prayer to bring our thoughts, to bring our needs, to bring our loved ones, to bring all that's on our hearts to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Loving God, we come and we know that you will hear. We know that you will answer our prayers. And we thank you for your wisdom, a wisdom that knows what is best for us. And so sometimes, Lord, you may not give what we ask for, because you know that there is something better for us. So, Lord, we pray for the world in which we live. We pray once again for all those in authority in any way and in any nation. Lord, they desperately at this time need your wisdom. And Lord, we pray for our own country. Lord, there are so many different views of what we should be doing during this pandemic, but Lord, who knows the truth? Who knows what is better? Only you, Lord. And so would you guide our people? Would you guide our leaders? And Lord, may they find the heart to be united. Lord, division causes so many problems. And we want, Lord, in our country to defeat this virus. And we need, therefore, Lord, to listen to those who have the responsibility of advising us and keeping our country free from the virus. So, Lord, may we see peace, unity and love. And Lord, may we do what we're asked to do. And Lord, may we see the end to this terrible virus. We pray for all the families that are being affected by it. Lord, people whose family or friends are in hospital, suffering from the virus. People who are bereaved because a loved one has died. People, Lord, who long to see their loved ones, but because of the restrictions, they cannot. Be with them and be their comfort, Lord, and their companion. Lord, it's so difficult at a time like this, but we need, Lord, your guidance. We need you to fill the hearts and minds of our leaders with your wisdom. Lord, we pray for all the organizations that are helping in this difficult time. We thank you once again for our National Health Service. We thank you for our police, for our doctors, for our nurses, for our ambulance crews. Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you for the fire service. We thank you for the many, many volunteers who are helping during this difficult time. Lord, we pray that you would continue to give them all the strength to do the wonderful work that they are doing. Lord, we bring to you our own families and friends. We bring to you our church. Lord, we want to serve you. And Lord, we believe we can serve you despite restrictions. Help us, Lord, to keep in touch with people using the telephone or whatever other means we choose. But Lord, help us. Be with our loved ones. Keep them healthy. Keep them strong. Be all that they need during this time. And Lord, for ourselves, Lord, we probably have many needs, different maybe from each other. But Lord, you know us, you love us, and you care for us. And so, Lord, will you be our companion? Will you be our healer? Will you be our close friend? And help us, Lord, to claim your promises. For Lord, those promises are given to us because you are a faithful and true God. Help us, Lord, to claim the promise, to believe in you, and to believe that your way is best. So finally, Lord, may we walk with you each and every day. May we know your presence and your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now David's going to bring our reading to us. It comes from the Epistle of John, 1 John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 10.
We write to you about the word of life, which has existed from the very beginning. We have heard it, and we have seen it with our eyes. Yes, we have seen it, and our hands have touched it. When this life became visible, we saw it. So we speak of it and tell you about the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made known to us. What we have seen and heard, we announce to you also, so that you join with us in the fellowship that we have with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this in order that our joy may be complete. Now, the message that we have heard from the Son and announce is this: God is light, and there is no darkness at all in him. If then we say we have fellowship with him, yet at the same time live in the darkness, we are lying both in our words and our actions. But if we live in the light, just as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from every sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and there is no truth in us. But if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from our wrongdoing. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. May God bless this word.
You have probably realized that our songs and the reading are all about the majesty of the King of Kings. And so we're going to sing Majesty.
Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flows from his throne unto his own. His anthem raise. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Yeah. belong unto his own, his anthem raised. So exalt,
exalt upon high
the name of Jesus. Let's magnify. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
The title to the message today is Rebellion or Restoration. And when the message is completed, we're going to sing the song, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And in that song, there are these words, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Sin is basically rebellion against God. That is the great sin, rebellion against God. And how we long to see people accepting God, knowing God, and serving God. So we have 4 points. First one, ransomed. Matthew 20, verse 28. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, ransom means payment offered to secure someone else's release. So, Jesus came, King of Kings, yes, but he came to serve, not to be served. He came to give his life as a ransom. Yes, he made the payment. He gave his life. That was the cost of us being ransomed. He came, he dealt with our sins once and for all. And secondly, ransomed, now healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and through his wounds, we are healed. 1 Peter 2, 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Yes, that's very true, isn't it? We are healed. We are healed because the Lord our God came as a man and died on the cross to make way for our sins. That's the greatest healing anybody could have. We might think of healing as being various illnesses, but the healing that Jesus brought has dealt with our sins. He's paid the price. Number three, restored, ransomed, healed, restored. Psalm 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. when I look back on my own life and see what the Lord has done, he has certainly restored me. I didn't want to know. I rebelled. But the Lord did not leave me. He stayed with me. He challenged me. And once I'd come to the truth, once I'd accepted Jesus as my Savior, my life was restored. I know personally the power of the Spirit working in our lives, because that's what I went through. We can't be restored without the work of the Spirit within us. Finally, number four, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. I wondered when I came to know Jesus, what would happen? Would he really forgive me for some of the things that I'd done? I soon learnt the truth. Not only are we forgiven, but those sins are forgotten. Ephesians 1 verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. That's redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We're forgiven, our sins are forgotten, and they are never to return. Colossians 3 verse 13, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And 1 John 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and will give us and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Another way in which we are restored. Do you know, it is really wonderful to realize that we are truly forgiven once and for all. Verse in Colossians that I shared with you. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And that should be a challenge to us. We must forgive others. We must be a forgiving people. We must not hold things against people. The Lord forgives us, deals with our sin completely. And we must do the same with those that we need to forgive. So, my friends, for those who confess and express their faith in Jesus, be joyful, be thankful. We are ransomed, healed, restored, and forgiven. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Praise Father, Son, and Spirit. We worship a true Lord. We worship the King of Kings. We worship the Spirit, one God in three persons. And through them, we are ransomed, healed, restored, and forgiven. Amen. Now we're going to sing that last song, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Oh,
Lord, may we know your presence with us at all times. May we daily walk with you. And may the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us and those we love, both now and forevermore. Amen.
From heaven. This isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family.
Children, and their children,
and their children.